to talk to me. I had time to come in and get into the room, and she was right. She was having a convulsion, a seizure, of something. And it was a grand ball. Now, I don't like balls anyway. And I really didn't like this grand ball very much. But the reasonable thing to do was to go to the clinic, because people thought we were tiny and nuts anyway. And sitting at home through that wouldn't have done much good, and actually not taking her there, no one would have seen what she had. And so we got her there to the emergency room, and she was still having this same seizure that started in the living room before the child came out to get me, before I went back to the house, before we got the child into the vehicle, and we drove to the clinic. And when we got to the clinic and they saw the ball, they didn't even like the ball. And they didn't know what to do with the ball. It's really interesting to be in an emergency room and have the people that are going to take care of the ball say, "We've never seen one like this. What are we going to do?" And to see them all running around making phone calls, and I'm alone with the ball. And she's still having a ball. And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, "Lord, this is not what I want." Because I already had Josiah died. I think this was after my dad had died. And so I was sitting there with two not so good results to draw on. And I'm saying to the Lord, "Lord, she's blue. Lord, she's not reading. Lord, I don't want this one to go the way the last two went." Suddenly I jumped up, put my hand on it, and said, "In Jesus' name." And it stopped. And she was fine. And by this time, the nurses came in, crazy. And they saw her, and she was fine. But fine wasn't going to work. Got to take her to the hospital. Now I'm sitting there, I don't take her to the hospital. I said, "She's okay. She's a structure. She's okay." Everything that I got from another planet, I must have been talking from a plexiglass house, because they didn't even pay any attention to me. And I'm saying, "Vicky," I said, "Vicky, she's okay." But then we put our minds together and we agreed that at this stage of the game, to not let her go to the hospital, we may get locked up. And they may take her away from us. So they went to the doctor, the second doctor, because the first doctor was already done. They spent a day and a half trying to jab her to find out what was wrong with her, could not find anything wrong with her, and finally my wife said, "Enough of this, we're going home." And those doctors did everything they could do and they couldn't do nothing. But that was a time, excuse me, that was a time when God showed me something. The time is coming. The time is now for you and me, because we understand, okay? We get this. We can resist it a little bit. We can argue it a little bit, but the fact of the matter is we get this. We get this, that we must worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Even our smallest children have heard enough of this that they get it. And can't get away from it. I'm sorry, girls. You just can't get away from it. You may as well take it off. You see, you can't get away from it. You might as well just take it off. You know? You can hold it and it'll go away, but it won't go away because God loves you too much. He loves us too much. What I do? Oh man, I kicked the Lily. Sorry, Lily. Nothing personal. You've just been sitting there wondering when I was going to hit one. I get that hand. I won't hit it. The time is now for us to do away with separation of church and life. We come here to get ready for there. The greatest worship that we're ever going to do is out there. We come here and we're like, you know, it's like being refueled in the air. My brother used to fly a refueler, a fueling tanker. He used to fly, and he'd be out there in this great big tanker, and the planes would come up behind him.